What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone, ready to swoop down, answer the phone, and put you on the air with your comments and questions. So getting on into it, let's see what's going on. Let's see what those sphincters in Washington, D.C. are up to today. And big story, of course, is that one of Donald Trump's lawyers, in fact, the lead Trump lawyer defending him in this Russia probe, has basically resigned. John Dowd basically stepped down. He's left the legal team. It's a very polite political resignation, loves the president, wishes him well. The story I'm hearing is that Dowd had made several statements that he claimed represented the opinion of President Trump, in particular to the ending of the Mueller investigation, which Trump had not actually made. And that caused a little bit of friction. And so Dowd has now stepped on down. Now, Representative Gohmert is accusing Mueller of using the Russia witch hunt to distract everybody from the Uranium One scandal. And Gohmert is now calling for Mueller to be fired as well. And basically because Mueller was part of the group that authorized this leasing of U.S. uranium mining lands to Russia. 20% of our uranium is now going to Russia. And that was followed, of course, by the Environmental Protection Agency declaring other U.S. sources of uranium off limits. And the U.S. is having to import uranium. So that was the deal. Hillary Clinton and her associates, her co-conspirators, if you will, arranged for Russia to gain access to 20% of America's uranium. They're mining it. They're refining it. And then they get to sell it back to the United States. And so that is a huge, huge scandal. And they're basically trying to keep all the attention, media attention on Trump, because they're afraid the American people are going to find out just how dirty Hillary Clinton and her associates, including Robert Mueller, have actually been. And more about Mueller's dark past is starting to surface. We found out that he was in charge of that anthrax investigation that totally ignored a prime suspect, Philip Zack, who was caught on security systems going into the lab at U.S. Biological Weapons Laboratory, where that particular strain of anthrax was being kept. And instead, they focused on Stephen Hatfield, who was innocent, destroyed his life, focused on Bruce Ivins, who was totally innocent, drove him literally to suicide. And then, of course, we found out that Mueller was also basically in charge of, there's so much coming on out about him. And you begin to understand that in our current federal government, people willing to do the dirty work get the promotions. They get the money. So that's unfortunately the way it is. Now, Alan Dershowitz, and I don't always agree with everything he says, but this time I do. He's saying that basically Mueller is performing a legal colonoscopy, and he never should have been appointed. And Dershowitz is saying there is no probable cause of crimes committed by Trump, and thus no special counsel should have been appointed. And this is a point that we've brought up before. The normal procedure under the special counsel law is a normal Department of Justice investigation is conducted. And if they find evidence a crime has been committed of sufficient magnitude, then a special counsel is appointed. But Rosenstein simply went to Robert Mueller and said, get after Trump, find anything you can. And Mueller has now been months long, millions of dollars in costs, and he's found absolutely nothing. Now, Mueller was hoping that he was going to be able to get something that would tarnish Trump with a witness, George Nader. And apparently he was going to be a key witness, but he's now left the country because it's been revealed he's a convicted pedophile, and he's flown back to the United Arab Emirates. And apparently he's been a paid advisor for the UAE. And he did have close ties to the Trump administration. But if Mueller wanted to use him as a witness, that option is now closed. Now, there's an interesting opinion article over at Breitbart, where they're basically saying that limitless, endless investigations of Trump was always the plan to keep him off balance, to keep him busy, to keep him from working on his agenda, to keep him so distracted that he couldn't focus on draining the swamp and keeping some of his campaign promises. Mostly, I think it's about keeping Trump from keeping the promise about putting Hillary Clinton in jail, where she richly deserves to be. So they basically came up with this Russiagate story, and it's out of thin air. And they're constantly investigating. They're forcing Trump to spend money on defense lawyers, personal lawyers. And it is basically lawfare directed against the elected president of the United States of America. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And over at Judicial Watch, they have confirmed they have found at least 18 classified emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. 18 classified emails in the 798 documents recently produced by the State Department from the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's illicit email system. Remember, the State Department says, oh, it's going to take 70 years to get all this stuff processed. But Judicial Watch has gone to court, saying you must respond in a more timely fashion. And so some of these emails are coming on out, and they found 18 of these classified emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. That is a felony violation of Title 18, and intent is not required, Mr. Comey. Now, Judicial Watch is also suing for the pay-to-play allegations. And Judicial Watch is suing the U.S. Department of State for emails, calendar entries, all other information in the electronic file of Dennis Cheng, who was deputy chief of protocol for 2 years under former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. They're having to sue because the State Department refused to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request. So right there you have evidence. There's a cover-up going on at the Department of Justice. They don't want the stuff to come on out. And Judicial Watch is having to go to court to get a judge to say, you must release this. All work product of all politicians, unless it is classified, is a public record, and the public is allowed to look at it. Now, the House Intelligence Committee has voted to formally end its Russia probe, saying they have found no evidence of any collusion between associates of President Trump and Russia. So that part of it is over. And, of course, the Democrats are out there screaming, oh, it's politics, it's a cover-up, it's all the Republicans' fault here. Mueller's going to hit pay dirt any day. Any day now, he's going to have that evidence. Now, James Comey may be in trouble. And, you know, he used to actually promote himself, present himself as the last honest man in Washington. Well, it turns out, no, he wasn't. He was a major player in the effort to undermine the elected president of the United States. And now he may be in a little trouble. When Comey testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee last June, he stated that he was never an anonymous source and he never authorized any leaks. And that has turned out to be a lie. Now, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe was fired for leaking to the press during the Clinton email investigation and then lying about it to investigators. And during that process, he defended himself with a statement claiming that Director Comey had been aware of his leaks to the press. So now Comey is caught out being an accessory to the leaks and lying about it to Senate investigators. Now, getting on back to this Stormy Daniels situation, it turns out her lawyer was also on the payroll of Joe Biden, Rahm Emanuel, and he's previously sued Trump and The Apprentice reality show. This guy has made a career of finding ways to go after Donald Trump. And the guy's name is Michael Avenatti, and he's working for these two Obama pals. And he worked on the political campaigns of over 150 Democrats, including national campaigns, when he wasn't busy suing Trump and the Apprentice producer Mark Bennett for alleged intellectual property infractions. So Avenatti has an anti-Trump grudge. That much is very, very obvious. And clearly, he's not thinking about what is the best interest of his client, Stormy Daniels. He's using her. He's using her to gin up another attack against Donald Trump. Now, I honestly don't approve of a man cheating on his wife or a wife cheating on the husband. And that's my rule. I understand about statistically half of spouses do cheat at some point in their lives. I question Trump's taste in the case of Stormy Daniels. But trying to make this into an issue to unseat the president, I think it's going to be rather futile, because that 50% of husbands and wives who do cheat are going to say, well, you know, everybody does it. Now, getting on back to this strange story about Joe Biden and his son getting this massive deal with a Chinese company, which apparently is interested in America's nuclear secrets, basically it's uncovering a new way for foreign interests to have political kickbacks, with all the attention being paid to, for example, Hillary Clinton's pay-to-play. Foreign interests are no longer willing to offer bribes directly to the politicians. But what they're doing is they basically go after the children of high-level U.S. politicians, and they get them great business deals and all kinds of special treatment in the hope that that will buy them influence with the parents who are in power. And apparently it does work. And apparently the term is called going after the princelings. And it's just another way to influence Washington, D.C. But as Aaron Russo said in his documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism, most members of Congress would sell their own mother for a dollar. And that is unfortunately true here. Now, over in the Illinois election, it's rather interesting to study the rhetoric that came out in the speeches following the election, where Gene Ives, who lost, came on out and said, Illinois does not have a Democratic or Republican problem. It has a math problem. This was apparently the core part of her campaign message. Illinois is in serious, serious, serious economic trouble. And apparently the winner of the election, J.B. Pritzker, said, let's fund our schools properly so that children get a quality education. Obviously, we would all agree with that. They want to institute a progressive income tax so they can lower the tax burden on the middle class and those striving to get there. And let's work toward universal health care by passing a plan for a public option. Well, on the face of it, those sound like really good things. But we'll see how it's implemented. All politicians always have things that sound really good. They never really seem to happen. That's one of the big problems with our country. Now, let's get into this Cambridge Analytica. This is really blowing up to be a major, major story here. And interestingly enough, over at CraigMurray.org, he's got an article which basically says Cambridge Analytica is part of the deep state, the surveillance state, and it's owned by a British company, SCL Limited, which basically does the same activities in Great Britain that Cambridge Analytica was undertaking in the U.S. Now, Rand Paul is saying that the deep state is real and dangerous. And he's absolutely right. It's all the bureaucracy, whether you want to call it the senior executive service or whatever. They're running the country. The elected officials are just there to take bribes and pass certain laws. But the day-to-day operation of the country is by all these unelected bureaucrats. And it reminds me of when the John F. Kennedy signed an executive order to remove control of covert paramilitary operations from the Central Intelligence Agency and transfer to the Pentagon. In his words, he wanted to shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter them to the wind. This was right after the Bay of Pigs, when Kennedy realized how badly the CIA had lied to him. But it was never implemented. The bureaucrats just refused to go along with it. And what we really do need right now in this country is for Donald Trump to put on those presidential brass knuckles and start getting the shop under control. He almost needs to go back to his reality TV persona on The Apprentice and start saying, look, you're either doing what I tell you or you're fired. He seems to be doing that a little bit in the White House, but it needs to accelerate. Now, apparently, Cambridge Analytica was also providing data to Kiev, trying to build profiles to make it possible for Kiev to regain control of the Donbass region. And this came out of British TV broadcaster Channel 4. So this is a major player. This is a major fixer. Now, Cambridge Analytica reportedly used Israeli hackers to steal emails. This is reported out of The Guardian. And basically, it says that Cambridge Analytics obtained emails stolen by Israeli hackers and had ordered staff to analyze the stolen troves in search of any information that could compromise rivals to their clients. So, yeah, they're definitely the fixers. Article out of Russia Today, Cambridge Analytica story proves Facebook doesn't give a toss about privacy or democracy. And that's absolutely true. Facebook has put profits over privacy. And apparently, right after they started allowing companies to hoover up users' data, Facebook's earnings went up by 12 billion pounds. This according to an article that came out of the Daily Mail. Now, Zuckerberg has now come on out and sort of did a mea culpa, we need to regain your trust. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Facebook users are feeling very, very betrayed and invaded about all of this stuff right now. Interestingly enough, an old tweet of Zuckerberg has surfaced from an earlier incident where people were asking, is our data on Facebook private? And apparently he tweeted out, if Facebook gets your private info, it's your fault for being a dumb. You can fill in the rest yourself. And it's having effect. Facebook's stock has dropped 9% on Monday, another 9% on Tuesday. Probably got hammered today. The Dow just took a major clubbing. I imagine those stockbrokers are feeling like baby seals right about now. But Facebook is facing the potential of trillions, with a T, of dollars in fines for violating Federal Trade Commission privacy rules. And advertisers are starting to pull out. Commerce Bank, Mozilla are suspending their ads. More are following. So this is a major disaster. We could actually see Facebook go away. Now, one of the problems is that Facebook allows developers to write their own apps. And these apps are given access to the user data, and they're called basically vampire apps. These are third-party apps that plug into the social network and access its data, and apparently some of them can still track you after you remove your account. And there's an article at whatreallyhappened.com about how you can stop them. You're going to have to work to regain your privacy. Nobody in this country is respecting your privacy except yourself. The government is openly contemptuous of the Fourth Amendment. The NSA has proved that. Facebook has proved this applied to corporations as well. If you value your privacy, you're going to have to do something about it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go to the phone lines here, again, if you are able to help us, we need your help. The corporate media are being funded by corporations that want to basically control what you're thinking, politicians that want you to want to control what you're thinking. They've got lots of money. They're losing money hand over fist, but the power brokers keep pouring more money in. We need your help to keep up. And we're in a war right now. You can see how the corporate media is trying to bring censorship back to the United States of America. They want to shut the independent media down. We have to fight back, or we're going to be facing a global, potentially nuclear war. The independent media right now is the only entity inside the United States that is standing up to this war agenda, and we need your help to keep working. So if you can, the address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. The network thanks you. I thank you. We need your help. It is that serious. Okay, now, let's take some phone calls, and we're going to start with Mark in the Netherlands. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just wanting to give you an update here from the Netherlands on our little referendum. We got the ability to do non-binding referendums in July of 2015 after a big fight to get it. And, of course, we had the first one we had was where we had enough people sign up for it was the Ukraine Association Agreement. And we voted, of course, 61% to not let that go through. The European Union was completely pissed off about it. And eventually they just didn't listen to the people and went ahead and made an association agreement with the Ukraine. Now, yesterday we had our vote about the new, what would be considered the NSA ability in the Netherlands to trace telephone calls, break into people's computers, use spyware. Also, if one person in the neighborhood is considered to be a terrorist, then they can tap the entire neighborhood, this kind of stuff. We voted on that yesterday. Surprisingly, even with all of the fraud that's going on, it passed. But the Dutch government took away our ability to have referendums in the future, and they're going to ignore this result.
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought as well. Imagine my shock. But at the same time, it just goes to show that we can't have democracy. We cannot have democracy because we're ruled by a bunch of freaks from the European Union, and we are not allowed to have our own country with our own rules. They are coming in and telling us what we have to do.
Yeah, I mean, the world is sinking into fascism.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see, and I do follow you quite often. I lay in bed at night, fall asleep usually before the end of the show because of the time difference. But I wanted to ask you this. I know we're going to war. We may already be at war if we were to write a history book in the future. But I always have the question, is there going to be a financial collapse first or after the shooting starts? What do you think?
Well, it's almost a race. And I think the reason why we're seeing such effort being put in to start the war is because if the economy collapses and they don't have a war as a distraction or to blame it on, then the people of all these countries are going to point to the bankers and the private central banks and the corrupt politicians and say, this is all your fault. You messed this up. And I think that's why they're trying to get into a war. And as far as the U.S. is concerned, they've done it twice before. Crash of 1907, World War One; crash of 1929, World War Two; crash of 2008. And the U.S. is now officially admitting that they're at war with seven different countries. So, yeah, I think future history books are going to say that World War Three was already underway by this time in history.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And the thing that amazes me is I don't know how many Americans are aware of it, but if you just look at the number of bases that the United States has outside of the country, and then you compare it to something like Russia, I think Russia has 3 military bases, and America has like 800 or something like that, or even more.
Yeah. The U.S. has garrisoned the world like the ancient Roman Empire, and they bankrupted themselves in the process.
Yeah, I think that's why I always ask, is it going to crash financially first? Because if you study any of the Roman history or whatever, then, of course, after 475 A.D., when the barbarians came in to Rome, there's no history after that. Up until 1200, it was just complete chaos for 500 years after that.
And now we have the barbarians storming the gates again in Europe and the United States. Illegal immigrants and refugees, it's happening all over again.
And if you combine that with some of the things that are going on, I have a small story from my work if you want to hear it.
Well, Mark, I'm going to have to hold you over the commercial break, so don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're still talking with Mark in the Netherlands. You had a story you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, it's just about some of the things that are blowing over from America with the militant kind of attitude that's going on. We have a gentleman at work that declared himself a woman and started using the woman's bathroom, and some of the women were intimidated and complained about it. And then my work said, hey, you know, just use the guy's bathroom and then try to be normal about it. And then he went and got himself declared a woman legally, because, you know, the Netherlands is pretty progressive when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And now he has made it known to everyone at work that he's not only is he a woman, but he's also a lesbian. And so now the women are so intimidated that they go in pairs to the bathroom because they think that he's going to go after them because he's a lesbian.
Oh, God, this is just gone. And you know what's funny is I always joke about I'm actually a lesbian trapped in a man's body. And now here it is. Some guy's actually trying it for real.
Yeah, this guy's actually doing it for real, and it's really, if it weren't so funny, you know, just kind of off-the-wall weird, but it's actually, this kind of thing is happening all the time. And what it's really funny is in a progressive country like the Netherlands, and I know you spent some time in Germany, which is similar, things like homosexuality and stuff were, they fought for acceptance in the 70s and 80s, and then now it's gone completely off the wall, the weird behavior. And I don't quite understand why that should be acceptable anymore, but I guess that I'm from another generation, so.
Yeah, well, me too, and I don't find it acceptable. You know, I'm all in favor of tolerance for the gays and acceptance of them. And you know, throughout my life, I've had a lot of gay friends, gay family members. Okay, but this idea of the new liberal idea that you can just wish yourself to be something else—that's a disconnect from reality, and that is really very, very dangerous.
And as a scientist, biologically, there are only two genders, and it has nothing to do with whether or not someone, what does California have now, like 1,000 genders or something like that? I mean, I don't understand it anymore. I just don't get it.
I've lost count. But again, it's being driven by an agenda to make us doubt ourselves and lose our sense of self and identity to make it easier to control us with propaganda. And we all have to fight back by saying, this is who I am, this is what I am, and you're not going to convince me otherwise.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And I wanted to really thank you for the call, and thank you for entertaining me here in the evenings as I'm laying in bed trying to get some sleep. But usually I'm really pepped up when I listen to your show.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. Anything else?
That's it, and thanks for taking the call.
All right, you got it. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Paul in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'd just like to make a comment about you said something about over in Israel. They said we will be ready to fight for Israel. And this issue has been addressed back in the middle or late 90s when Michael New refused to wear a UN blue beret when they were falling in and out in Macedonia, and he got court-martialed for that.
Well, I know when Lieutenant Aaron Watada refused to serve in Iraq because he thought it was a war crime, they came close to court-martialing him, but there was so much public attention on the case that eventually they backed down. But it is a fact under the United States Uniform Code of Military Justice, service people have a legal right to refuse illegal orders. And obviously, you know, this came out of the Nuremberg trials and the so-called Nuremberg defense. I was only following my orders, yeah? And so they basically established a principle that individual soldiers, sailors, air people are obligated to refuse, to reject orders that they believe are illegal or war crimes. Unfortunately, most of them don't. And those that do are made example of.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's right. He was made an example of. But they court-martialed him. But later on, you can look him up. And he and his father have both got a website talking about this. And that's the same issue. And I'd like to see people stand up against us because we can't afford to be taking care of another country. We got enough problems in our own country.
We've been taking care of Israel almost since its creation. We're talking huge amounts of money taken from the American people and given to Israel, along with all kinds of weapons technology. We have spent something like 10 times more on Israel than we spent on the Apollo, the race to the moon, Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, all put together. Tiny fraction of it. And we haven't really gotten much of anything back from Israel in exchange for all that money, except that they come on in and tinker with our internal politics. Yeah, you know, at least out of Apollo, we got microchips and we got, Velcro and various other good things like that. But right now, we're in a crisis situation. Interestingly enough, one of the stories I have in my talking points basically says that 89% of our senators and representatives hold dual citizenship with Israel. 89%.
Really?
I knew the problem was bad. I didn't know it was that bad. Apparently over in the Senate, it's Richard Blumenthal, Barbara Boxer, Benjamin Cardin, Dianne Feinstein, Al Franken, Herb Kohl, Frank Lautenberg, Joseph Lieberman, Carl Levin, Bernard Sanders, Charles Schumer, Ron Wyden, Michael Bennett, and House of Representatives. It's a huge, long list. And our government has been subverted by a foreign power, and we should be very, very angry about that. Other nations do not allow dual citizenship in the government. You have to be a citizen of that country to be in the government of that country. But that's one of the reasons why we're always being sent over to fight Israel's wars. And that's why we've got these American commanders saying that U.S. forces should be ready to die for Israel. You know, there was actually a cartoon out a couple of years ago showing an American soldier and a stereotypical caricature of a Jewish person saying forward march. And the banner headline was join the U.S. Army, die for Israel. And when that cartoon came out, of course, Israel said, oh, it's anti-Semitic, it's Jew-hated, blah, 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 blah. But here we are actually having this happen. Join the U.S. Army and you're expected to die for Israel.
Yeah, I copied his quote. I got a copy of his quote when he said that the commander over there on that Juniper Cobra mission. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for taking my call, and I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here and take a call from Steve Elkins. Steve, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
The question, just to confirm this is true or not, is there a plan to actually tear down the high school in Parkland High School after the school year?
They're tearing down that one building, and that follows with a lot of other false flag situations where they just want to get rid of the evidence. They tore down the Murrah building. They tore down the church at Waco, Texas. They demolished the World Trade Centers and quickly sold the steel to foreign nations just to get it on out of there. But, yes, they're tearing down that one building where it all happened.
So is that one building right now being used by the students or not?
I really do not know. I would imagine probably yes. It's the freshman building. And
well,
I don't
then
know
my question would be if it's all right to go to school now in that building where there were you know, the children were killed, then why tear it down after the school year if you're already in that part of the school having classes still? So other than getting rid of the evidence so independent investigators can't go and actually figure this thing out and, you know, expose the truth, that's kind of what I see it's happening, because if the kids are going to school there now, in the area they're going to tear down because it's too traumatic for them. Well, it's too traumatic for them. It's too traumatic for them right now also. So why let them go to school in that section of the building and then tear it down? That's my question.
Well, again, it's a pattern we've seen before where there's an obvious false flag and all the evidence is quickly disposed of. It's a classic pattern of cover-up. When Vince Foster was found in Fort Marcy Park, the FBI went on in there and literally bulldozed all the soil up, completely changed the landscaping so people couldn't go in there. Independent investigators couldn't go on in there and take a look for what was going on. I mean, you can't visit the crime scene today because of what they did.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening. That's their protocol, how they do it, I guess, so. That's too bad because, I think we already know what happened there.
That's their MO.
How they take care of business, cover up the crime.
By the way, Time Magazine's coming out with an issue talking about how children are demanding a gun ban, and David Hogg made the cover. So they got all the crisis actors up there, and David Hogg is right there with them. They're pushing this as hard as they can. And the funny thing is, it's backfiring. People are buying guns. The national background check system apparently is overloaded. People are joining the NRA and other Second Amendment advocacy groups. So this may be the big push to try and get this through Congress to somehow get rid of the Second Amendment or bypass it. And again, their target is the semi-automatic sporting rifles, which they like to call assault rifles. Even though those are used only in these staged shootings. Real crimes are being done with handguns, including the one that just happened in Maryland. That didn't involve a long gun. But they want the long guns because those are the weapons that the government fears to have in the hands of the American people.
Yeah, you know, it looks like mainstream media has kind of backed off this David Hogg guy, I guess because I know independent media has exposed him as a crisis actor. I mean, he's in California and Carlsbad. He's doing something
yep.
there, and now he's living in California. I'd like to see a transcript and actually some school records to see if this kid actually goes to that school. I don't think he does. I think he is indeed a crisis actor, and I think they finally learned that they can't push the David Hogg thing anymore because he is a crisis actor.
Well, actually, he already graduated high school out in Redondo Beach before his family moved over there to Parkland.
It's even better.
Yes.
He really is exposed.
Well, if there's one thing that the independent media can claim victory regarding, we have taken away the government and corporate media's ability to lie to the public with impunity. And that's why I like to say that the lifespan of a government or a corporate media lie today can be clocked with an egg timer. When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took something like 30 years before half the population understood the Warren Commission was a cover-up. And today, the process operates much more quickly, minutes, seconds even.
Well, that's it for me, Michael. Hey, thanks. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take one more phone call, then get back to the news here. Art in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, I'm very disturbed about this, you know, about what that general said, you know, but at the same time, 89% of the Congress are not Jewish. They would have, you know, it would have, because the only way you can be a dual citizen of Israel is to be Jewish. So, but I know, I personally don't believe anybody who's a dual citizen should be able to serve in Congress or any position in the government. Why is he
I agree.
Is beyond me. But it's not. I can't see it being 89%. You know, I mean, just about our two senators here in North Carolina, they're not Jewish. Neither is Mark Meadows. You know. The only place you'll find most of them is in maybe in the Northeast, California, and a couple other places, maybe in the Midwest. But at the same time, it's very disturbing what that general said. And I think, you know, and what's something like this would lead to, if we get into a war over Israel, we get bogged down, let's say, with Iran and Syria and all that, and the body bags, God forbid, start coming back. There's going to be anti-Semitism in this country like we've never seen before. I hate to say it. I'm a guy.
I wouldn't call it anti-Semitism. I would call it anti-Israelism. Because the problem, you know, anti-Semitism is used as a weapon to stifle dissent by claiming that we hate Israel just because they're Jewish. And we don't. I don't care about the Jewish people. I don't have a problem with Jewish people. Rivero is a Sephardic name. And my first wife was Ashkenazi. So this attempting to say that, you know, I hate Jews is utterly ridiculous. I am opposed to the policies of the government of Israel. And we need to always frame our resistance and opposition to that narrow constraint. We're talking just about a few corrupted individuals in power, and we don't paint with a broad brush over the entire nation of Israel or the world's Jewish people. And I would very much hope that there wouldn't be any kind of such incidents in this country, because Israel will seize on them to get the U.S. government to pass even more restrictive laws on freedom of speech.
But what I'm saying, Mike, is this. I'm not saying anti-Semitism. Now, of course, there's always anti-something or another. There's always, you know, but I look at some of the comments on the net, stuff like that, and I'm just saying, if Israel drags us into a war, whether you want to have anti-Semitism or anti-Jewish, because really Semites are a lot of different people, anti-Jewish attitudes in this country, that would cause it. It doesn't matter what the mainstream media, deep state, or anybody else wants to do. And it's a very disturbing thing, because I'm disgusted as an American by this general, what this general said, and on top of that, by AIPAC and stuff like that. I'm also disgusted, like you, as a somebody of Jewish, with Jewish ancestry. I put America first. Everything else, all my other ancestries or whatever else, mean nothing to me. Okay, but so I really, you know, I'm really hurting. Stuff like that really hurts. Like the guy, you know.
Yes.
And it should hurt everybody, really, because this is, you know, this is not what the Constitution says. This is not what George Washington wanted when he said the
Art, foreign people. Art, right. Hold that thought. Yeah. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Don't hang up.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Art in North Carolina. And Art, I went back to that article. It was from Investors Watch blog. And I looked at the provided list of senators and representatives, and it doesn't line up. I think that somebody mistyped it. They meant to say 9%, of our Congress are dual citizens, and I think that's a more realistic number. But even 9% in my mind is way too much, because you don't know what the loyalties of these people really are. And if you look at how constantly the U.S. Congress, Israel this and Israel that, and we're loyal to Israel and we love Israel and we're going to give Israel more of your money, it's very obvious Congress is not dealing with the needs and wishes of the American people.
And another thing, too, is we'll say 9%, that these 9% would go and become dual citizens in the first place. Why do you want to become a dual citizen? If you're born and raised in America and everything, why do you want to be a citizen of another country? I don't understand it. Now, I know Steven Seagal became a citizen of Russia. He's a dual citizen, but at least he's not running for any kind of office, right?
So, not at the moment, no. And I wouldn't be concerned about Steven Seagal here, but looking at the history of the Israel lobby in the United States, we're obviously living under puppet rule. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C., that is ruling this nation for the benefit of a foreign power, and that is simply unacceptable.
There's another thing, too. You know, unlike we have a treaty with NATO, I think it's a bad treaty. I think NATO should have broken up as soon as the Soviet Union imploded. But we do have a treaty, you know, one for all and all for one. We don't have a treaty like that with Israel. We don't have any treaties as far as I know. We don't owe them a thing. Anything they owe us. Okay? If they get attacked, that's their problem, not ours. Especially since they're provoking a lot of stuff.
Okay. You're and absolutely right. That's another example of our federal government worrying more about this foreign country than it worries about the American people. You know, Israel doesn't need our money. They've got a very high standard of living over there. They've used that money as kickbacks to get Congress to do what they want. They've used all that money to acquire many of America's best technology companies like Intel. And as a matter of fact, Elon Musk is over in Israel right now, talking business with them because they have acquired the best of America's technology, and they're now considered a technology superpower.
Yeah, it's exactly. Have you ever had that guy O'Keefe on as a guest? Not James O'Keefe.
Yes. Kevin O'Keefe. Yes, we've had him on the.
Ken O'Keefe. Yeah, you have had him. I'd like to hear him again. I mean, I've seen him on a couple of times on Crosstalk. He was very good there too. He didn't pull any punches. And
no, he doesn't.
Anybody who really understands and loves this country should understand we're being made a mockery out of it. And I suspect dirty business. I suspect that Israel might have been involved in 9/11 too, especially when you look.
Oh, there's no question. No question. The only people actually arrested on the day of 9/11 turned out to be Mossad agents. Anyway, listen, Art, I got to let you go. We got to do station identification, and then we'll be back with another phone call and then more news. I need to get into the news. We'll be right back after these few words.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.